Let us pray. Dear loving and gracious Lord God, thank you for sending your Son to live among us, to feed us with spiritual food, the living water of your truth, and the bread of your love. We give thanks this day for your presence among us. Be with us now and always, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. There is a very beautiful piece that was written about the baptism of Jesus and the enslaved peoples fleeing a horrific life of slavery. Runaway slaves followed the North Star to the Ohio River, called the Big Water, because they heard there was freedom on the other side. Not every enslaved person made the choice to cross the water. It was dangerous and the currents were strong. Their owners could pursue them. But if they made it through the Big Water, there would be friends on the other side to help them enter their new life. This is a wonderful metaphor for what a life in Christ offers. New life on the other side, freedom. Jesus didn't need baptism for his own freedom or to wash away his sins, for he was sinless. But he submitted to baptism for the sake of believers who were there, who would come after them and follow his example. Baptism is Jesus' gift to you and I. Just as those brave souls made a decision to step into the cold water on the way to freedom, we too must choose. What do we choose? Freedom or slavery? Blessing or curse? Life or death? For those who made the journey, Jesus is the friend who, as an act of obedience of love, already went down into the water to the other side and stands waiting on the shore to help us into a new life. When Jesus showed up at the river edge that day to be baptized with John, the crowds gathered were filled with undesirables, all of them hoping that John could clean them up and give them a new lease on life. None of them had any illusions about the state of their lives. Like us, they knew they were all guilty. They knew they had nothing to lose by having this wild prophet dunk them and proclaim their innocence. And I wonder if the religious folks standing looking down on the crowds were thanking God that they had nothing to repent from. It was all good in their world. And they would have seen Jesus standing in line with all the other sinners waiting his turn. No one knew much about him, for in Mark's gospel, there is no miraculous birth story. There is no angels, there's no shepherds, there's no angelic choirs. For Mark, Jesus' life began at baptism. And on that day, Jesus of Nazareth began to live out his purpose and his calling to be, as Isaiah writes, a light to all nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring prisoners from the dungeon, from the prisoners, from those who sit in darkness. He simply stood in line at the riverside, waiting his turn. And something remarkable happens as Jesus emerges from the water. Holy Spirit descends upon Christ, and his identity is confirmed and it's announced. A voice from heaven declares, "This is my beloved Son, whom I love and whom I'm well pleased." The message from heaven is that Jesus is who he says he is. He is the Messiah, the Prince of Peace, the Morning Star, and the Lord of all. And our identity as believers is fixed by this one act over 2,000 years ago. Because baptism ensures that in heaven and on earth, we are born into Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of Jesus in the water heralds the coming of our identity in Christ Jesus. It signals that we are born again and we receive a new identity, but this time it is in Christ. And our identity is scriptural. We are God's masterpieces, his beloved children, members of his family, the salt and light of the earth, branches of the true vine, complete, fulfilled ministers of reconciliation, Christ's ambassadors, God's temple, citizens of heaven, saints, and are established, anointed, and sealed by God. And this identity is a direct result of the baptism of Christ. And his baptism means that our old identity, our old nature is dead, because we are a new person in Christ Jesus. And our baptism with Christ in the Judean countryside gives us our new identity, for it is no longer I who lives, as Paul says, but Christ who lives in us. One author wrote, "The more you affirm who you are in Christ, the more your behavior will begin to reflect your true identity." Our identity is rooted in our baptismal call, in which we are marked as Christ's own forever. Marked as Christ's own forever. We're going to have a baptism here, little Adam, Taras and Helena's boy, on the 31st of January, and he's going to be marked as Christ's own forever, marked with the sign of the cross. The sign of the cross is our identification badge, our name tag that says God has chosen us and we belong to him. He has tattooed us on the palm of his hands. Because Jesus totally identified with his dad. His identity did not come through people. He knew he was because he knew where he came from. And when the religious people accused him of making false claims about his identity, he says, or John says in John 8:14, "These claims are valid, even though I make them about myself. For I know where I come from, and I know where I'm going." And this made people mad, because it showed Jesus had confidence in his identity and his purpose. He spoke with confidence because at his baptism, God declared who he was, a beloved child of God. And that made God very happy. And Jesus never, in his whole 3 years of ministry, he never wavered from that baptismal identity. He remained his way set, knowing that he had come from the Father and he would return to the Father. And in the word, God reveals time and time again who we are. And God taps into one of the strongest desires human beings have, and that is to be loved, to be accepted, and to know that we belong. All of us want to have a sense of connection. All of us want to have a sense of belonging to someone or something. We want to be and have a sense of being valuable. We cannot be guaranteed of always getting that in our relationships with people, but we get it from God. God has set us apart for his pleasure and made provision in Jesus for us to be holy. Not to do holy, but to be holy. And we can come out of the waters that are drowning us and live before him in love. You and I are no surprise to God. He knew exactly what he was getting when he chose us. He didn't choose us and then was disappointed with our inabilities. God has hope for us and believes in us and is working in us to help us so that we can be all that he has planned for. He spells it out in his word. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. Why? so that we may claim the experience of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For, Peter goes on, you were once not a people, but now you are a people of God. You have not received mercy, but now you do receive mercy. And through Christ's baptism, we are spiritually born again, so that we can do all things in Christ who strengthens us. This is the truth. This is God's word. And this is good news. And we're going to pray today the collect for this Sunday. Eternal God, who at the baptism of Jesus revealed him to be your son, anointing him with the Holy Spirit, keep us, your children, born of water and the Spirit, faithful to our calling. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.